raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Is it true? If you don't use it, you lose it. Both physical and mental agility is lost without consistent use. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. It is never too early or too late to start considering how you can maintain your independence for years to come. The more you keep moving your body now, the better your chance will be to have health on the road ahead. Sitting for long periods of time is the number one enemy of mobility, and it is something you have the power to change. Studies have shown that getting any amount of exercise is better than getting none at all. The key is to get it daily. The good news is mobility is fixable. Getting just 10 to 15 minutes a day is a great place to begin. I'll even suggest regular brisk walking, swimming, bike riding, jumping rope, kickboxing, or dancing. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Antelope Fire near Chelan Y reaches over 2,000 acres. Templeton CSD celebrates 50th anniversary this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A fire broke out on Friday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 46 and Highway 41 at the Chelam Y. The Antelope Fire has grown to over 2,000 acres, burning in both Kern and San Luis Obispo counties. Both the 46 and 41 were closed in the area on Sunday, but CHP Templeton has since announced they have reopened. The fire is at 45% containment as of this morning. CAL FIRE says forward progress of the blaze has been stopped and the cause is under investigation. The City of Paso Robles is extending the nomination period for the mayor's office in the November 2026 election cycle. The city received notice from Mayor John Hammond that he will not be seeking another term. Since the incumbent is not filing nomination papers, the deadline for candidates to file for the office of mayor will be extended until Wednesday, August 12th at 5 p.m. Current candidates that have filed for mayor are William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Rogala. In District 1, the candidates are incumbent Chris Beal and Linda George. In District 2, candidates are incumbent Chris Bausch, Michael Massey, and Robert Simone. The filing period for the two city council offices concluded August 7th. Templeton CSD celebrates 50th anniversary this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Templeton CSD will be celebrating its 50th anniversary during this week's Concert in the Park. The CSD was first established by voters in 1976 and has remained committed to providing essential public services to Templeton residents, including water, sewer, fire protection, parks and recreation, refuse collection, and more. The CSD invites the community to join them for a special 50th anniversary celebration on August 12th. During the Concerts in the Park event at Templeton Park from 6 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an evening of classic rock favorites performed by Critical Mass from the 70s to the 90s. The district will also host an ice cream giveaway near the cannon beginning at 6 p.m., followed by a brief 50th anniversary recognition at 7 p.m. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code. In its July 14th meeting, the City Council asked staff to amend the native tree regulations in response to what was seen as unnecessary burdens to remove a dead heritage tree. Under current native tree regulations, when the removal of a dead tree is requested, the applicant must pay full application fees and provide a report from a certified arborist verifying the death of the tree. The amendment to the regulations would allow the community development director or designee to determine whether the tree died to natural causes without requiring an additional arborist report, and no application fee shall be required for the removal of a tree that died due to natural causes. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person at 6 or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair welcomed 12% more guests in 2026 than it did in 2025. The fair released its 2026 results late last week, saying it welcomed a total of 433,208 guests, another successful year of celebrating agriculture, competition, youth achievement, and community participation. Attendance for Chumash Grandstand Arena concerts was up about 26% compared to last year. The Junior Livestock Auction generated record-breaking sales, about $4.02 million. The Industrial Arts Auction total was about $203,000 for 59 projects. The Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant crowned Queen Gabby Bodenschott and Princesses Jody Jones and Iris Ratzat. Diablo Paso was named Winery of the Year. Rock 12 as Distillery of the Year, and Sunshine as Olive Oil Producer of the Year. The fair will return in 2027, July 14th through the 25th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Astros 7-2, Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 4-2, the Tigers beat the Giants 3-1, Marlins over the Angels 12-3, the Athletics beat the Red Sox 4-3, the Braves over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Astros, the Dodgers will go against the Royals, the Padres will face the Brewers. In California news, Verizon customers in Southern California yesterday were experiencing disruptions to their service after several fiber lines were vandalized. Multiple fiber lines were cut in the Los Angeles and San Bernardino area, but the company didn't make it clear just how many lines were cut and where the vandalism had occurred. The company said the vandalism is a threat to public safety, not a simple property crime, as damaged communications infrastructure can leave neighborhoods without access to emergency lines and healthcare networks. A city in Northern California had its 911 routine, police, fire, and dispatch offline due to a malware attack. Malicious software entered the city's systems, forcing the city to shut down its entire network. The attack began at around 5:45 p.m. on Friday, and the city council declared an emergency during a special meeting on Saturday. A California driver was arrested by CHP yesterday on Highway 20 during a traffic stop. During the stop, however, CHP officers discovered nearly 500 pounds of marijuana packed inside the passenger and cargo areas. The driver was arrested and booked into the Colusa County Jail on multiple drug possession and transportation charges. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Senate Agriculture Committee's final farm bill markup failed on a vote of 10 to 11, leaving negotiations open until lawmakers return after the September recess. Most amendments were decided along party lines, with Republicans prevailing on 12 to 11 votes. While several farm policy provisions had bipartisan support, disagreements over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program blocked progress and prevented the bill from moving forward. The committee did approve mandatory country of origin labeling that passed on a 16-7 vote. National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy Mike Strands says they are disappointed because ad hoc emergency funding was not included in either version of the farm bill.
Because we need to have policy that's ready for these sorts of situations, ready to respond, and isn't dependent on the whims of Congress every year. We've had $100 billion plus of ad hoc disaster assistance or economic assistance in the last 10 years. That should be run through the farm bill, and we should have, better yet, a farm bill that prevents that from happening. So many of those sorts of changes weren't included or really into the drafts that we saw either on the House side or the Senate side.
One amendment that did pass was a mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, directing USDA and a U.S. Trade Representative to develop a World Trade Organization compliant system within a year.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado, for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait. Early registration ends August 14th.
Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Senate Agriculture Committee's final farm bill markup failed on a vote of 10 to 11, leaving negotiations open until lawmakers return after the September recess. Most amendments were decided along party lines, with Republicans prevailing on 12 to 11 votes. While several farm policy provisions had bipartisan support, disagreements over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program blocked progress and prevented the bill from moving forward. The committee did approve mandatory country of origin labeling that passed on a 16-7 vote. National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy Mike Strands says they are disappointed when it comes to ad hoc emergency funding, which he says needs to be in a farm bill.
Because we need to have policy that's ready for these sorts of situations, ready to respond, and isn't dependent on the whims of Congress every year. We've had $100 billion plus of ad hoc disaster assistance or economic assistance in the last 10 years. That should be run through the farm bill, and we should have, better yet, a farm bill that prevents that from happening. So many of those sorts of changes weren't included or really into the drafts that we saw either on the House side or the Senate side.
One amendment that did pass was a mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, directing USDA and a U.S. Trade Representative to develop a World Trade Organization compliant system within a year.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients, paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California farm groups are closely watching the trade relationship between the U.S. and Canada, the state's top export market for its agricultural products, as negotiations of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement continue. The Trump administration last month announced new tariffs on some Canadian goods and chose not to automatically extend the trade pact, leading to annual negotiations. The California Farm Bureau hosted a meeting last week with Canadian officials and various agricultural commodity groups to discuss trade concerns and ways to strengthen cooperation. One major issue is Canada's ban on U.S. alcohol sales, which caused California wine exports to Canada to drop sharply. The decline has made conditions more difficult for California's struggling wine sector, which is already facing lower global demand and an oversupply of grapes. Matthew Veal, director of federal policy advocacy for the California Farm Bureau, said California farmers want to ensure trading partners follow labor and environmental standards outlined in trade agreements. Quote, what we really stress when it comes to trade stability and fairness, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. A reminder, there's traffic control on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. Rolling Hills Road remains closed through traffic during phase two of Creston Road's improvements, and all traffic and traffic control is in place from Orchard to Niblick on Creston as the contractor works on underground utilities. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, and mid 80s on Sunday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:25.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed and turned lower as investors monitor developments in the Iran conflict. Microsoft shares are up around 2%. It is expected to unveil a new artificial intelligence chip that can run AI models at a lower cost. Apple shares are down more than 2.5% after some cautious comments from analysts. And Apple is also said to be testing memory chips from China's CXMT. It's considering using the chips in some devices sold in China. Apple will need the White House's approval. Tractor Supply shares down nearly 2%. It's closing about 75 PetSense pet stores because of disappointing sales. Tractor Supply is making changes to address shoppers pulling back on big expensive purchases. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
touch of Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at touch of Paso.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. A reminder, the packaging on hearing and batteries is notoriously hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only one in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call Hearing Aid Specialist today at 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. All right, the boys last go round with me this afternoon as they head back to school, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, all here on The Right Choice. Let's see here on the email. Kevin, some time ago you mentioned that a couple of people would join service clubs when they thought about running for election. Yeah, I'm going back quite a few years, and it was pretty obvious. One in particular, he decided to join a local service club, and basically, after they won the election, never saw him again. Never saw him again. So I, and there was another one, and I have been leery of that tactic. When that first came to my sight. Anyway, good memory. Thanks. I guess thanks. Let's see here regarding the dad up there in the Bay Area. Let's see here. Park Code Article 3, no person shall use any of the facilities or area of any park for the purpose of providing tennis, golf, sailing, boating, baseball, jogging, horseback riding, or other athletic instruction for compensation without first having obtained a permit, concession, license, or lease from the Rec and Park Commission. Well, my question would be is, if you don't have any of those and they just come up and I'll say, well, this is my friend. I'm teaching him how to play or do whatever. How's government going to know that? I have no idea. But there are rules for
playing field and so forth and so on, so I can understand the Rangers checking for that. If you go on, you know, court time, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see what else is happening in the fine state of California. For quite a few years, California has been able, or Californians, I should say, they have been able to shake up a craft cocktail at home using alcohol delivered to their doorsteps. Now, apparently, it's the last call for distillery deliveries unless lawmakers intervene by the end of the month. However, that's not likely to happen. And that's thanks to opposition from the California wine industry, Teamsters Union truck drivers, and corporate alcohol wholesalers and distributors. These well-funded groups lobbied the legislature behind closed doors this year to block legislation that would have made permanent pandemic-era rules that allowed craft distilleries to ship spirits directly to their customers. Okay. Now, you may recall that during the government lockdown, you know, the one that they lied to us about, your governor issued an executive order that allowed craft distillers to ship spirits to their customers' homes. Now, since then, lawmakers have passed temporary laws allowing craft distillers, defined as those that produce up to 150,000 gallons a year, to keep shipping their spirits. Well, that extension expires December 31st, and it doesn't look like it's going to be extended anymore. And the group blocking this proposal have spent more than $1 million lobbying the legislature and state. They have donated at least 11 times that much to California politicians and their campaigns over the years. And the craft distillers, who have spent a little bit of time on state politics, says that all that spending from the opposition, particularly from corporate liquor distributors, appears to have paid off. I had no idea this was going on, and who knows where this will go, but... And the representatives of the major alcohol wholesalers and distributors that stock shelves at the liquor retailers say that they oppose the proposal because it primarily benefits out-of-state companies and weakens safeguards that include preventing alcohol deliveries to minors. I don't know much about this at all because I've never had anything food-wise, liquor-wise, those two specifically delivered, so I didn't even know this was going on. But you can have a lot of other things that are legal products delivered to your home. Even marijuana, right? We have an issue with that here in this city. So for those of you, probably doesn't affect a lot of us. Now, this federal law preempts California from mandating hiring unionized truck drivers. I didn't know it was a big deal. Now, the California wine industry, which has been allowed to ship bottles directly to consumers in California for many years, isn't necessarily opposed, but its representatives say wine sellers are leery of giving little alcohol sellers delivery rights when big liquor companies deserve the same. Wineries of any size can ship to their customers in California. Now, the Postal Service, they prohibit most alcohol shipments to home. I didn't know that, but California allows certain types of alcohol sellers to use private shipping companies. Breweries are prohibited from shipping directly to California customers. All right, well, just for those of you that may be involved or know or even use this, this could be at least delivered to your home, coming to an end soon in the state of California. All right, so you'll have to figure out, or you're already figuring out, where the black market might be. So California will once again, not figure out, but the citizens will figure out a way to not pay the government. Okay, so there you go regarding that particular issue here. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Here on The Right Choice, KPRL, and just a kind of a little heads up, we do have NFL football coming your way, starting September, whatever it is. I think it's the second Sunday in September. Yeah, the second Sunday in September. And, of course, we will have the Raiders all year. and then the Sunday afternoon game of the week, Sunday Night Football, and we'll have all the playoffs and the Super Bowl included here on KPRL. So those are just a couple of the things that are just down the road here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And also, you know, what I was thinking about this over the weekend regarding some of the things in our history. I don't know how many of you, and there's quite a few shows that do this now. They do the interview in the streets, which I just get a kick out of those, and I have for a long, long time. On the, what many of us would think would be basic, easy questions that you just pop up on the beach or, you know, in a city park or something like that, and they ask questions. And I don't know, you know, maybe sometimes people just get nervous when somebody pops a microphone in front of them and there's a camera there. I don't know, but the amount of people of many ages in this country that can't answer basic history questions are, I don't know if embarrassing is the right way to describe it, or it's just fun to watch or listen. I don't know which to say, but and I don't know what the rules are for people that go on camera and they, you know, they come off sounding pretty stupid. If they could say, you know, after they realize it and say, hey, look, I don't want that, you know, I don't want that on television or whatever. Now, I don't know what the rules are in television, but on radio, you basically give up your rights or freedoms. In other words, like, for example, you call into the radio station on air. It's you're there. You're there. It's different than if we were to call somebody and ask for an interview. We have to let them know. One, are you agreeable to this? And it will be used for on air. You have to do that. So again, I don't. I guess my assumption would be that the FCC for television would may be the same. Not 100% sure, but, and it's like, I'm sure some of you over the years have watched the television show Cops. Now, I do know that there's a release that these people have to sign, and I can't understand why maybe 90% of them would want themselves videoed. Or maybe because the police interact with millions of people every year that, yeah, maybe 90% do say no, but the 10%, that's still a lot, so we get to see them. But it's pretty mind-boggling that some of these people would want people around the United States to see their behavior and so forth. But, hey, that's their choice. Maybe they think they're, you know, going to be famous or something like that. But, boy, in most cases, it doesn't serve them well. Doesn't serve them well. So, anyway, I don't know if you would do that. Chris, have you ever been interviewed randomly, not having to do with school or anything?
Not that I can recall, no.
So, if somebody, well, it's probably hard to answer it now since you're used to talking into a microphone. If you can kind of think back, if somebody stuck a microphone, came up to you on the street, you know, the man in the street type of thing?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And asked a question, would you be okay with it, or would you say no, thank you?
I think I'd be okay with it. Even before, you know, I got into radio, I was more or less fine with that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, right. I'd have no issue.
All right. I often wonder, in some cases, again, in some cases, that's got to be pretty dangerous of this. I especially the one on the guy that interrupts all his guests, Waters. Yeah, they think that's the Johnny guy or whatever. Here's Johnny or something like that. He's pretty good. And again, I can't believe he hasn't gotten the holy heck beat out of him a couple of times. But good for him. And maybe it's just his demeanor and people just let him get away with some of the things. But all right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
The Templeton CST will be celebrating its 50th anniversary during this week's Concert in the Park. This week's concert and 50th anniversary celebration will be August 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an evening of classic rock favorites performed by Critical Mass from the 70s to the 90s. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations in the zoning code. New regulations will not require an arborist report for a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tomorrow's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News, I'm Roxanne Evans. Iran demanding major concessions before the strait reopens.
Iran's Supreme National Security Council issued a statement calling on the United States to permanently end the war and compensate Iran for damages before the strait would reopen. Iran's foreign minister says even if a deal is reached, it doesn't necessarily mean the strait will stay open.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting key elements of a Gaza peace deal, calling for Hamas to disarm before any Israeli withdrawal.
He also says a Palestinian state will not be established as long as he's prime minister.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Candidates are making a final push in critical primary races. Six states head to the polls tomorrow, including a special primary in South Carolina to replace the late Senator Lindsey Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Pass Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros at just about 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Abundant sunshine and cooler. Highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And we'll be in the upper 80s for your Tuesday here in the North County. Low 80s on Wednesday. Mid to upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Back to low 80s on Saturday and Sunday, and mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down Vigo. 6:19 a.m., 7:59 p.m., we're at 70 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. All righty, volunteer tutors are needed for North County's Literacy for Life Learning Centers, and at partners with the San Luis Obispo County Libraries, they provide free English language tutoring for adults in Atascadero, Paso Robles, and again throughout the county. And they have different classes throughout the year to help those who want to help out. And you'll help, people learn how to read and be able to get all move on and seeing someone make positive progress in their life and the lives of their families. So it's a treat to be able to do that. So they do have classes throughout the year to help you prepare so you can help others. So contact the Literacy for Life here in the county, and you'll be amazed on how life can change. Remember, leaders are readers, or readers are leaders, or one of those phrases, something like that. Also, looking for some volunteers. How about this? The Paso Robles Historical Society, they're looking for people that may want a little bit of knowledge and be able to help out. They have flexible hours and volunteer as much as or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors and share information about the exhibits. And, of course, Paso Robles' rich history. And all docents and volunteers are trained and mentored, so no experience is necessary. And remember that the Paso Robles History Museum is open Thursday through Saturday, 11 till 3, Sunday, 1 until 4, closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right. Okay. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Excuse me. Remember, they have lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, 8.5 minutes away from 8 here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Okay, birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They've got what you need, and they can help you with what you need help with. It's that easy. Let's see here. We start off with Lane Carminetti, Marty Martin, Michelle Hurtler, Joshua Haley, Jenny Lanson, and Nian, Kevin Romans, Brooke Bolin, Brenda and Dick Cressy, and Ken and Linda Caldwell. So, there is your list of local celebrities. See here on my right hand side some people you may have heard of in your time. Well, of course you've heard of Herbert Hoover, the president, 1874, 1964, from The Wizard of Oz, the one and only, the Tin Man, Jack Haley. Jack was born in 1898 and passed away in 1979. Ooh, the actress Norma Shearer. 1902, 1983. Now, this person is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You may have heard of a Fender guitar. Leo Fender, 1909, 1991. Noah Beery Jr., the actor, 1913, 1994. For those of you, remember you used to go to these places on the weekends and be in the leagues during the night and maybe have some good French fries and smoke some cigarettes and whatever. Steve Nagy, Bowling Hall of Famer, 1913-1966. Red Holzman, basketball coach. Hey, coached those Knicks to those two world championships there in 70 and 73 with, let's see, the starting five in 70 was Reed, DeBuscher, Bradley, Frazier, and Dick Barnett. Then Barnett was replaced by Earl Monroe, and then Jerry Lucas joined the team, and they won the championship in 73. The core was still there, though. All right, Red was born in 1920. He passed away in 1998. Rhonda Fleming, the actress, 1923. She passed away in 2020. We just had this gentleman on trivia the other day, Big John. Jimmy Dean, 1928, and, of course, the sausage mogul. He passed away in 2010. You know, with the sausage business, him and his brother, they were partners, and they sold, I forget who they sold to, but it was for pretty big-time money. Eddie Fisher was born in 1928, passed away in 2010 from Billy Jack. Remember that series? Or not the series, but I think there was a couple of movies. Tom Laughlin, 1931-2013. This guy was pretty darn good in baseball. Rocky Colavito, 1933. Rock passed away in 2024. Bobby Hatfield, the Rogers Brothers, you've lost that Lovin' Feelin' and others. 1940, he died in 2003. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, 1943, died in 2022. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, 1947. From the Raiders, George Buehler, offensive guy. I think he was a guard. He was born in 1947. From Diamond Rio, country singers. Gene Johnson, he played everything, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, and other things. He was born in 1949. This guy was a really good basketball player. He played in the ABA a little bit, and then went on they folded in 76. Out of Michigan State, again, really good. He was a slasher. Ralph Simpson, 1949. Patty Austin was born in 1950. Onward we go, Don Swayze. 1958, Antonio Banderas, the actor, 1960 is when he was born. From NXS, John Ferris, the drummer, 1961, Susan Collins, the author, 1962. Speaking of the New York Knicks, this guy was a pretty good player. John Starks, 1965. Riddick Bowe, remember him, the world heavyweight boxer? He was born in 1967. Let's see, who else do we have on this on the list here? Wait a minute. She's got a great voice. Angie Harmon, 72. I thought she was older than that. Oh well. Also on the list we have Samari Roll, pretty good defensive back. He was born in 1976. And I think that is it. Yes, it is. All right, passing away on this day. Excuse me. The father of space age, Robert Goddard, 1945, he launched the first liquid-fueled rocket. I thought the Little Rascals did that. Anyway, he was born in 1945. Oh, passing away on this day. German-born American dog, Rin Tin Tin, 1932. Okay, Rin Tin Tin. And who else do we have on the list here? Edie Gourmet, Blame It on the Bossa Nova, doo-doo. Married to Steve Lawrence, of course. She passed away in 2013. Ooh, Shaft. Yeah, you got to love it. Isaac Hayes died in 2008. James Marshall, pioneer, he started the gold rush. He discovered gold at Sutter's Mill up there over that way. He died in 1885, and that is it. Okay. Well, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He quit school when he was 16. He just, I don't know the reasons, but anyway. And so it was a sophomore year, too, and the reason why he did it is he wanted to play professional baseball. Well, the rules back then said you had to wait until your high school class graduated before signing. And he was hoping that the New York Yankee was signing because he grew up in the Bronx, not far from Yankee Stadium. However, the Yankees passed on him, and then the Philadelphia A's passed on him, and the Cleveland Indians did take interest in him, and they signed him. Well, he came up with the Indians in 1955. Which, by the way, I'll get to that here in a second. So he gets with the Indians. He ended up playing for the Tigers, but the Indians and Tigers made a name for himself. He was a nine-time All-Star, home run leader, and RBI leader. He hit four home runs in a game once. And he was the first outfielder in the history of the American League to complete a season without making an error. And one of the things that he did in the minor leagues, which is amazing, because he had a very strong throwing arm. And he threw a ball, again, he threw the ball from home plate over the center field wall at one of the stadiums, and it was 463 feet. That's how far Rocky Colavito threw a baseball.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A fire broke out Friday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 46 and the 41 at the Chelam Y. The Antelope Fire has grown to over 2,000 acres. The fire is at about 45% containment, and CAL FIRE says that forward progress has been stopped. The city of Paso Robles is extending the nomination period for the mayor's office in the November 2026 election cycle, as current Mayor John Hammond has not filed for re-election. Current candidates that have filed are William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Regalia. The new deadline is August 12th at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
All right, Colavito, for his career, he had 374 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, and again, that fantastic throwing arm, and his throwing arm was so good, he pitched a couple of times as well. Rocky Colavito passed away in December of 2024. He was 91 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.